Preparations are underway for women's marches on Oahu, Maui, Hawaii Island, and Kauai Saturday, January 21st. Organizers say the marches are inclusive and not anti-anything. Here, they do promise to have a uniquely Hawaii feel, which is only right since this huge international movement was triggered from Maui. Maui Women's March co-chair Robin Pilas says she was trying to sleep last night. Of course, she's had her phone right next to her ever since this march started.
I heard it and I rolled over and I said, okay, because I always sleep with my glasses on my head now. And I rolled over and here was this big conversation between the organizers and we were all up 2 a.m. worrying about different little individual things that had happened, worried about the event logistics. And none of us have ever met.
With well over 500,000 people involved internationally, that's happening a lot. The Women's March on Washington now has prestigious co-chairs and a 50-state reach. 33 countries are also participating. Kat Killam, co-chair for the Hilo Women's March, recalls it all started early November with grandmother Teresa Shook of Maui.
She just made a post. She just said, maybe we should march on Washington. And then a couple of other people said, hey, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And so she's got 40, and so, wow. So she goes to bed. She wakes up the next morning. She goes to look, and it says 10,000 coming. And she's like, oh, my gosh.
Killam says the social media rocket ride that doubled and quadrupled participation has also connected her personally with national figures. Pilas says around the nation, sister marchers are taking an oath to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution.
Because ultimately that's what this nonpartisan, inclusive effort is all about. We're not really protesting. We're trying to really focus in on what we need to do proactively to make sure our rights are protected.
On the national level, when things started out, there was dissension over privilege and diversity.
So maybe these conversations were just overdue. We're having to find the common threads that bind us together, and that is the intention of the march.
I went by my life and didn't stand up when I should have. And now I'm at that age where I'm going, I've got to be part of this.
Hawaii is the heart of the aloha spirit. That's what we've learned from the folks that have been here a lot longer than us have taught us about the ha, the breath of life. And that's what we feel that we bring to the march and what we want others to be able to feel as well.
Environmentalists, gender activists, labor, health, immigration, and education constituencies, plus others, are joining the march. Pilas says the goal is to forge coalitions and develop action plans. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.